Something about tapes.
Guten Abend.
Not again.
Willkommen back.
Didn't you get enough hate mail last time?
That's why I'm doing it. Yeah. Full German. Now, last time I didn't even act like I could speak German. I was like faking some
pretending
stuff. Yeah, it didn't even sound like I knew what I was talking about. But Guten Abend, mein Name ist Joe, meine Vater ist Deutsch, meine Deutsch ist nicht gut, but
every
aber
day.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
He has to show off his one skill.
Yeah. Guys, I can break dance. Hold on. I'm going to do a break dance.
No, it's been the worm, hasn't it, recently?
Been able to do the worm.
You figured out that you could actually do it.
I can't remember if we did this on Normal Pod or Page Pod.
We already spoke about it.
We spoke about the worm for sure, but I can't
remember. That was the Patreon special.
Yeah.
Join.
Join the Patreon. We're doing a video version of the podcast over on the Patreon. It's £1, $1
and
to join.
Very unhinged.
Yeah. Everyone loves when we do housekeeping on the top of the episode just to get all them new listeners right in there.
Come on, guys.
I do want to mention something from the other pod, though. I just want to confirm to everyone that we did indeed get a tons of hymns and that erectile dysfunction
adverts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We searched hair, like Shane accidentally searched hair replacement in
not
Google.
Not used instead of DuckDuckGo.
Or like spray on hair.
Spray on hair. That
yeah.
Was.
We were supposed to use DuckDuckGo, so it wasn't. But instead he used Google and he's a 40-year-old man and it changed our Instagram ads dynamics so quickly.
Oh, my God. It usually takes like 2 weeks to catch up with the weird stuff that we search, but that was immediate.
Now it's just like constantly every ad is just like, can't dick don't work? Try this pill. What's that? Your hair's falling out. You an old bitch? Try this.
Try all
like,
of it.
Oh, God. Yes, we are, but come on.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Yeah.
So is nearing 40.
I've still got 10 years. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I feel good. I can still skateboard and not feel weird. No.
Yeah. You move around this world like you're 48.
Yeah. Living in a village, walking my dog in my spare time.
It's so true, isn't it?
I was on a dog walk the other day and like all of the people who I was walking dogs with were like, oh, we've got to go. We're going to go clean the church. And I was like, fuck, I'm in the wrong group.
You could have been like, well, guess what, guys? I run a business that involves cassette tapes. Who's old now?
All right. I was like, what is that? Just a random boast.
No, because that's the format they still use.
Guess what, guys? I'm a Satanist. I'm not really. I'm an atheist. The worst kind. Something about tapes. Welcome. I am Joe. That is Shane. We are Corcoran because we are brothers.
I just got used to it now. I don't even react.
Yeah, it's part of it. I realised we did it on Magpies podcast as well before this had even started.
Did we?
Yeah. I was like, well, that's Shane. I'm Joe. We are Corcoran.
I just moved on. Why? What are you doing?
I don't know, but this is something about tapes podcast. We do stuff to do with tapes. We have a little waffle chit chat, catch up.
It's very meandering, as I'm sure you've noticed.
Try to be a bit funny.
We dive into the tape box.
We've got a box of tapes here. Loads of tapes in this box that we pick up from boot sales and bulk orders and all that shit. Hopefully we find something interesting, a home recording, some lost media, something like that. And then we move on to our main tape, which is the title of the episode. Currently, we haven't chosen one, though.
Yeah, we're free winging this one. We've got some good ones in the box, man.
Yeah. We've got... this one I've got is still shrink-wrapped. It looks like it's from... Where we got? I've got a date on it. It looks like early 90s, early 80s even. Honest, it's still shrink wrapped, so I can't see the full date on it, but it is called How to Hypnotize Yourself and Others.
That sounds so useful.
And then we've got another tape here that's a John Edwards tape. I don't know.
Does anyone know that?
Yeah, does that ring
people
a bell?
Must know this guy, man.
All right, does crossing over with John Edwards ring a bell? Anyone? Anyone?
Mum?
This one's called Unleashing Your Psychic Potential.
That is a hell of a tape. Come on, that's got to be amazing.
And it's John Edwards. It's that dude who does, like, I'm pretty sure he started his career just cold reading, which, well...
They all do, don't they?
Yeah, well, they're pretending they're psychics, but actually they're really good at cold reading. If you don't know what cold reading is...
Google it.
Yeah, Google it. It's really easy. You could probably learn to cold read today. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those things.
Is that another tape?
It's that easy. Yeah. Side B is learn to tapes. Cold read today.
You could probably.
You could probably learn.
Yeah. You might be able to contact the dead.
Is it? I don't know. Are we going between these two? Or are we going? What are we doing?
It's hard to choose. You want to open that hypnotize yourself and others case, don't you? I can see it.
Shrink wrapped.
Still shrink wrapped from the fucking 80s.
I want to know what's inside. Okay, we're going to go for the hypnotize yourself and others cassette. But before then, we'll look in the tape drawer. And before that is now. When we chat shite.
Present.
Been doing the gig. Comedy gig. It's been good. Some good sets. Some good hostings and shit.
Did you go last week? Was you hosting last week or did you go up?
No. Too many people signed up, so I just hung out and stuff.
Is there any good ones?
Everyone's shit. No, there's always good ones, you know.
It's always a batch.
It's a variety show. I was saying this on the Patreon pod, and I'll stop mentioning the Patreon now because I know it's annoying. But my opening joke at the moment is to do the worm. And the first time I did it, I failed the worm, and you can kind of hear the crowd go like, "Oh!" And then I fail it, and they go, "Oh."
And that meant to be the bit, though.
No, you? That's not fun. The funny bit is when I get up and I'm like, "No, I can't." And then they did laugh at that, which was good.
But you then just chin the floor.
But then the next time I did it, I just like channeled my 15-year-old self and just fucking smashed the worm like I've never smashed
done
it.
A proper one.
Like a kill, like the perfect worm, basically.
Oh, man.
And everyone was really like, "Whoa!" It was kind of like a good start. But then I was like, I don't
have to carry on from that.
Yeah, there's just like a weird, like, check me out. I can dance.
I can dance.
And then I stand up and I'm like, right, everyone ready for a comedy?
You did say it was a variety show.
Yeah. Yeah. It was literally like,
we've got a comedian and a ballerina and a double act.
But it reminded me of when I was younger, we went to the Isle of Wight for a school trip. And on the school trip, one of the things was like a talent show. Yeah. Like one of the activities that we did was a talent show. And there was like a bunch of different schools at this trip at the same time. And it was like an activities week type thing. Like one day we were doing Laser Quest. Next day we're doing abseiling. Next day we're doing rock climbing.
I love them school trips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was good. And then at the end, there was a talent show. And me and four of my friends were like, let's go up there and do break dancing. Right. Yeah, we're like, let's go out there. This gets worse.
Any of you ever breakdanced before, other than on the kitchen floor?
No, we were fought obviously sliding around.
Oh, you could actually do it
at the Highfield. We fought when we were sliding around on our knees. We were like, we can breakdance. Yeah, I was sure I could breakdance. I've never seen a video.
I was certain of it as well.
Yeah. So God knows.
I think that's just a kid phenomenon. Do they do that now?
What?
Every like kids now. Yeah, the kids now all think they can breakdance.
I don't think so.
Wow.
I think
what was happening to us in the 90s?
I just think they could see video evidence of what breakdancing should look like versus like back in the day when we couldn't Google it. But we just saw magazines, like pictures of people breakdancing. Like, how are you supposed to get any information from that? But yeah, so we were all going to breakdance. I know we were sat in the crowd. And the talent show was on, and one of the acts I remember, we're in primary school, so like,
what, you're below 12?
Yeah, we're below 12 years old at this point. We must be between 10 and 12 years old, right? One of the acts was a belly dancer. This 12-year-old girl went out there, lifted up her shirt.
That's so messed up.
Fucking was belly dancing. Like, you know when they make you go like waves?
Yeah. Wait, that was a thing that we used to do with kids as well. You know, when you roll your stomach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The swirly tummy, man.
Yeah. I think it's just when you're at your like peak athletic ability.
If I tried that now,
yeah,
nothing would even move.
But yeah, she went up and belly danced.
All the dads were filming it.
No, this is the thing, is it's only children. Like, it's a pure, like, only adults there were, like, the
teachers.
The trip advisors or whatever.
Trip advisors. Teachers' assistants.
Yeah. And the people who run the events park.
The guides.
Yeah. So, fucking, we watched the 12-year-old belly dancer or whatever. She probably was, like, 11.
Out of context, that sounds mental.
Last week, I watched a 12-year-old belly dancer. No, this was like, what year is this?
I don't know, mate. I was living my normal life.
This has got to be like 2002, 2001.
It still don't feel like that long ago, but
yeah. I'm going to have to cut this bit so much because I'm just fucking... keep getting lost where I am.
You watched the belly dance.
We watched the 12-year-old belly dance. So I just need to say it like 3 more times and then I'll move on to the next bit. Then the other act was like an 11-year-old fat kid, right?
And that's not an act.
I have to yeah, the whole act was he was tub. No, I have to say that he was a fat kid because he had like that the fat kid angst. Like when he was yelling, he looked like a cherry. You know when people like they change color?
Yeah.
Like, and he did Nickelback.
Oh my god,
karaoke. He did like Nickelback, "This is how you remind me." You're doing that song, but he was going red as a cherry, mate. It was so funny. And we were just kept imitating him for the rest of the week. That's funny.
I wonder what the just teachers
being like, "This is how." Every time we saw him. So horrible. Kids are horrible.
Imagine what the teachers were thinking whilst this was going on. It must be hilarious.
They must love it. Yeah, they must absolutely love it.
It must be nuts, man.
Yeah.
School trips were always insane.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy trips. And then after, I only remember those two acts. Those were the only two acts that I remember in my mind. I'm given the grace of calling them acts right now. It's so funny.
That's the fucking open micer in you, mate.
Yeah. And then it was our turn to go up, and at that instant, everyone bailed except me.
Right. What was you thinking?
I was thinking, I can breakdance. So everyone else bailing,
fuck it.
They're fucking pussies, boy. And I went up there, and I have no idea what song was playing, and I did the windmill of the legs thing when you're on the ground.
Yeah. And you use it's your just hands. Called windmill.
Windmill of legs.
I'm going to do windmill of legs.
Now for my next trick. Yeah, I did windmill of legs and the worm and the gnarliest moonwalk ever. And then I was like, that's my bag.
I'm done.
Like, I'm completely out of tricks. And so I just went and did the leg windmill thing again. Couple more worms.
You should have moonwalked right off the stage, mate.
Just moonwalked into the bathroom and never come out. No, but I did. I remember being on stage and being like, getting up there and being like, okay, cool. And then I did my leg thing and I was like, sick. And then I did the worm thing and I was like, yes, everyone's loving it. And then I did the Michael Jackson thing and then I was like, okay, I'm not very good at that one. And then in my head, I was like, I have nothing left. And I had to still be like,
still not swinging.
I still had to have a little bit of groove. I look like Eddie from Tekken, like just doing a little groove, just
a little swag.
And then, I realized that I had nothing left and did a couple more leg windmills.
I wish this was filmed, but
I know. And that's the thing is, like, I'm so glad I'm of that generation where like phone cameras weren't a thing.
Yeah,
and we could just do those incredibly embarrassing things and then just move on with our lives and never have to face it again, except for in our minds.
Yeah, it's like everyone now, all the little kids are doomed, man.
Yeah.
One, like most of them are putting it on TikTok anyway.
They upload it themselves. Yeah.
But they can't get away with nothing without one day there's going to be like a movie montage of them being absolute morons.
Yeah. Well, think about that.
Happy 21st. Here's a fucking... Here's your top five.
I think about that clip. Have you seen the... It's two girls and they're filming themselves. I always wonder like how these videos get uploaded. Like who actually pressed upload. It's so weird. But there's two girls and they're like filming themselves and they're clearly in primary school. And they're like, so yeah. They've obviously seen a blog before and they're trying to record a blog. And then their mum just bursts in the room and she's just like, how many times have I told you to flush the toilet when you shit?
I've said that.
Disgusting! Like that. And then the woman closes the door and the girls are just sat there like, lost, staring into space.
I like the idea they might have just gone, well, we need the content.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like,
we've got to upload this.
Who uploaded that? Did the girls go like, this is actually hilarious?
That was our only chance for shooting a vid today, so yeah, that's going up.
And those girls, forever, surely. Like, at school, they must have had to deal with people walking up to them and going,
I think you can tell.
Disgusting!
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else you could do.
You can tell by what their faces which one of them did the shit as well.
She looks at the camera like,
oh, God.
Fuck, I've been caught out.
Live streaming. Maybe it was a live stream. Is that how it works?
No, I don't think it was. I don't think that under 12-year-olds would be able to get to live streaming on YouTube. Like, not from technical ability, but as in, like, I think you have to show your ID
to have
an account where you can do that.
Maybe it's the mum's channel.
Yeah. I just like the idea that the video saved on the computer, it's the family computer.
Yeah.
And the mum saw that and was like, that's fucking hilarious. That, and just completely,
that's my girls in a nutshell.
Yeah, just completely bombed her girls. Like, just put it online and was like, fucking boom.
That's
with
fucked
that
up. That's messed.
Good old breakdancing.
Yeah, why do you still think you can breakdance?
I can't now.
Yeah, but you're still doing the worm.
I can worm now, suddenly. Like, last week I found I can worm.
You've unlocked it.
I've unlocked the worm again. I can only worm backwards, which is the easier worm. I can't worm
the
forwards.
Forward worm. Yeah, you got to get that weird forward momentum going.
I haven't got that. I can do the backwards one. And I'm pretty sure if someone challenged me, I'll do the leg windmill as well.
You know? You mean the windmill of legs?
The windmill of legs.
It does clearly come from a tiny little white kid.
It sounds
it's
like...
It's the windmill of legs.
The windmill
Watch
of
out.
Legs. We'll
Stand
begin.
Back, everybody.
Stand back, I'm about to begin the windmill of legs. Funny.
I was driving back from the lake the other day and I looked to my right as I pulled onto the motorway and there was a guy completely cling filmed to a
what?
He was wrapped up
to
like
a lamppost.
No, he was in the van. He was in a work van. I reckon it must have been his last day at work. Yeah, I fucking looked round and there's a geezer completely mummified in cling film with sunglasses on.
You're where?
In a van.
Okay,
sat driving down the motorway in the passenger seat. So I just glimpsed, like, I just literally looked around. I'm like, what the fuck? And there's the driver, another guy in the middle, and then this cling film mummy guy.
Was he alive?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure he was.
It was a person. I
was just like, that's definitely last day at work. Like, I was laughing and pointing and shit. And then they went off pretty quick, and I was like, he might have been kidnapped.
Yeah, he might have been
dead.
He might
have actually been kidnapped. Have you ever had to deal with a last day at work situation?
No. I've been on site.
Yeah.
When a last day is happening for some of a brickie.
Yeah. Oh, that's a rough one on and a proper building.
Yeah. And they cover him in caustic powder.
And buried him up to his neck
and
in
then,
concrete.
Yeah, used a JCB to bury him.
I've seen a few savage ones.
That didn't actually happen, mate. I think they did throw concrete at him, which is caustic, but
I've seen a few good ones, like the classic Portaloo getting pushed over.
Oh,
stuff
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I had
that's
one.
That's fucked.
That's horrible.
That's fucked.
I basically got kidnapped, hogtied, and slid onto like a big scaffold pole, like a little piglet.
Yeah.
And they carried me up the pub and got me absolutely shit-faced. But that was about as bad as it got. Like, there was a point where I could hear someone going, pull his pants down.
Yeah. Hate that.
But that never happened.
No. Fucking nightmare.
They
man.
Just fed me loads of beer. And
your arms are like tied up. And
it was
like,
horrific.
Take his ween out. And you're like, what the fuck?
I'd have been stubbed up, mate.
Yeah.
I was terrified.
Full penis. Full tiny ween. Full, like, ween retracted into itself.
Yeah,
all that's left is foreskin.
Reverted into a little walnut whip of skin.
That's right. We're not American.
Oh, yeah.
We're uncut. We have a walnut whip when I when we've got a tiny little weed.
And you've got a little cherry.
If you... yeah. A little thumb poke out. The nub. They've got the nub. We've got a walnut whip. Yeah. If you're American and you don't know what a walnut whip is, you need to Google that.
Google that shit.
We would show you, but we'd have to blur it. Also, this is a podcast.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's hard because there's subjects I've got a massive diverts, and so we would have to...
Wait, like, we just divert all over the place. Like, it don't matter.
Yeah, but usually I fit in like a jungle break to be like, oh, yeah, we're about to suddenly switch, but now it's like one little segment, and then it's like, oh, by the way, we're going to talk about animals again now.
You can talk about animals.
I got an animals thing, and that this is a bit I was like considering for on stage, but I just don't know how to work it.
Work it out.
I've got my pets, right? My dog's called Wiley, and we call him many different names, like Pubba, and
they're all dumb child names.
Yeah. Recently, we've been calling him Biley. I don't know why. We call him other names. We call him Wally, Bolly, Wallahi, Xander is my cat. We call him Bambi, Bam Bam.
But why do you even bother Zandu naming your aunt? Zandu's a good one.
It's the same with my pocket bully that we've got now. His name's Buffalo, but we call him Puff all day, every day.
Puffy.
Just Puff.
Just Puff.
Yeah. And if I said to my girlfriend at the time when we got him, like, we should name him Puff, she'd be like, that's ridiculous. But for some reason, his name's just devolved from Buffy
to Puff. I like the evolution of names like that.
Yeah. It just goes like that. And we've got songs for each of them as well.
Oh my God.
So we sing songs to our animals. And one of
Are
them,
you two all right?
Yeah, we have no children. We're childless.
Or brain cells.
Childless couple. Wiley's song is Lollipop. So we're like, Wiley Pup, Wiley Pup, oh, oh Wiley, God. Wiley. And he loves that song. Whenever we sing it, his tail's wagging. That. Yeah.
He's like, finally, they're meeting me at my level.
He's big into it.
My brain level.
Xander's one is Candyman. So we're like, Zandyman. Zandyman.
I don't think you know the original songs.
Who's a Zandyman?
I bet Xander couldn't give a fuck.
He loves it. Shut he up. Loves that one.
You are talking shit now.
Haru, which is our other cat. She's a female cat. We sing Jolene to Haru. We go, Haru, 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 Haru.
When did you write this bit?
And then...
is there a punchline?
There's the last one is Buffalo's one, but I can't remember it now. I know it's the September song.
I don't know any of these songs. Dun, dun,
dun. Buffalo, say, do you remember?
Oh, yeah. God.
So I don't know if that's funny. Ooh. I don't know if that's funny enough to do on stage.
But... Well, we're going to get a copyright strike because you're singing so good.
Yeah. It flags the content ID because of my falsetto.
It's Buffalo. So good.
Yeah,
That's funny. I think it could work on stage, and you have to trim it a little bit.
Yeah,
get through the start, like the lead up to it. Yeah. You can start singing.
I might just go straight into like I sing songs to my animals.
Yeah,
I think it's a crowd work bit more than anything. Yeah. I'll ask them about their pets and stuff.
Yeah, because then they can. I bet that everyone's got stupid names for their pets. And maybe songs.
I like calling Buffalo Bruce as well because
does he react
because of Bruce Buffer? But. From the UFC, he's the UFC announcer.
I like the idea of him looking up when you say Bruce.
Yeah, he's like, oh. No, he responds to Puff. He doesn't respond to Buffalo, but he responds to Puff. Like, out of everything. If you go, Puff, get in the fucking cage. He walks over there. Like,
all sad.
Yeah.
Poor little guy.
Yeah.
Well, I do love a good animal chat. We did a solid half hour on horses the other week. Yeah. I think I did all my horse stuff. Did I do the horse picnic? Yeah, I think I did all of it.
Yeah, we did all the horse stuff there. We knocked it out of the park with horse material. We should have called it the horse episode.
Well, we've had different animals. So the previous one was chicken.
I wonder if there's a, like, how to tame a horse cassette tape or something like that.
Well, I'll get searching for that. I'm on it.
I'm on it. Equestrian quest. That should have got a laugh.
Equestrian quest. Sorry, I was reading my notes. No, that should have got a laugh.
I feel like I'm on stage. Should we go into the tape box?
Yeah.
We're going to dive into the box of mystery tapes and hopefully come across something. We're in the... Wait.
Have you got a
sound to transfer a us over?
A transitioning noise. We're in the next bit.
It's the next bit now. We're battery operated.
No. Something about tapes. What was that? What was that little beep? That should have been the whole sound. Right. Move to the next section.
Oh yeah, let's do the sound for the next section. All right, sweet. We're in
right
the next
on.
Section.
Let's go.
We're gonna look at some tapes.
Okay,
now.
Let's go.
I hope my mic isn't fucking terrible. I keep leaning away from it.
Yes, did I.
Yeah, let's get some tapes.
We're doing two in a row this week,
and we're in a different studio to normal. We're usually doing this in the workshop, but we're up in the studio. All right, I found a tape. Then digging.
Ooh. I've got something cool here. Wow, it could be. It could be terrible. Hysteria.
Oh, it's just a Hysteria tape.
Yeah, it's an old Hysteria tape.
Oh, my Lord. Everyone prepared to be teleported to a rave.
Oh, it's going to be loud.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's Garrett. What year did this come out? Oh, it's got an MC. What's my production? Get it out. No.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, that was good when it was that era.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cheese.
I love the filler. Yeah, the filler sounds. Like, I want to do a vocal here, but I haven't got anything to say.
I think he's the vibes. That's the way you like. Yeah.
Some all right snares in that one.
Well, it got to that era of Garage where there was like a high pitched vocal in every single track. Oh, that was fun for a few minutes.
Who in their right mind wants the cassette with the guy going, what happened? Ah! He's like, what?
I'll tour the Leicester crew.
Yeah. It's literally so clipped every time. It's a little Garage beat in the background, like, listen up! He's like, Jesus Christ.
that rave I went to the other week, man, there was a bit, I was stood in the crowd, it was so loud, it was ear-piercingly loud.
Yeah.
Like, it hurt, it actually hurt my ears. And it was because of the MCs, and during that moment I was thinking it, one of the MCs went, engineer, turn up the mic!
No way.
And I was just like, there's no way this could get any louder.
Yeah. They need to turn the monitor up, not the mic. If you're a good engineer, that's what you'll do when someone's on stage saying that.
Anybody out there that does them desks, please just slowly turn the MC's mics down.
No, just when they say, turn the mic up, just turn the monitor on stage up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they hear themselves louder and they're like, yeah,
sick.
Everyone else just gets to listen to the tune.
Oh, my God.
With a little, like, in the background.
Well, the next one I'm going to, there's a room that's like MC-free, it says.
Mm.
So there's no MCs in that section of the club. That's going to be fun.
I can't believe it's not a thing that's grown out of the scene.
I mean, there are, at some of the parties, like the dark underground ones, it is quite good to have a host, but not when they're shouting all over the tracks. When they're just saying a few words and getting out of the way, like...
Yeah, hype man.
They're just hyping up. And
the hype man's fine. The MC is what I don't
know. Yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's like, it's full on, man. But it, on a Garage beat, like, that's mad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shouting all over that them vocals already as well.
Yeah. You're not waiting for today! What are you saying?
It's so weird.
All right, more tapes.
I don't know if people know about Death Grips as well. I know they're an old band and stuff like that, but like the vocalist from Death Grips must have
100%
heard that kind of music before.
Definitely.
Because he did that vocal
so well.
Yeah. He does exactly that vocal. But it sounds good.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's jungle. Kind
of, it's got the essence. It's got the essence of that.
But live MC. MC Ride. What, bro? Shout out. MC Ride. He needs our boost.
If you haven't. Yeah. If you haven't listened to Death Grips, go check it out. It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another tape?
No Love Deep Web.
Yes. We got a Fuji. It's a 19 minute. It's a big one.
It's the Fugees.
No, it's just the brand.
Oh, Fuji film. I see. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's blank. Oh,
there it is.
Anyone recognize it?
I awake to find no peace of mind.
Huh? Double report.
Speaker was on.
But it's Coldplay.
Is it?
It's Coldplay.
Who recorded that? The right way to go.
Oh, God. Who in their right mind has recorded Coldplay?
We were double tracking then as well. Do you think that matters?
No, because that was the only time when we were playing audio. So it don't matter. Right?
What about the garage tape?
Yeah, so that's what I mean. It's like two.
Yeah, sweet.
Very easy right. to edit.
I didn't recognise that as Coldplay.
Yeah. What, that end bit?
Well, yeah, the last bit.
Even though I'm on, no, my name Coldplay. What's his name?
Chris Martin.
I'm Chris Martin.
That's yeah. another one for the recycle pile.
Put it directly into a blender, to be honest.
Do you want to have a dig?
Recycle.
I'm not having much luck.
Oh, he's gone deep. I'm going to have to dig in there because Shane's pulled out Coldplay.
I've been banned from the drawer.
Yeah. If we knew we recorded that as well, we'd citizens arrest them. But. All right, I got a blank, fully blank. Black cassette has nothing written on it.
I reckon probably it is empty. Blank as well, yeah.
Let's find out my pocket.
Ooh. I always get excited as soon as you get a bit of tape hiss. Nah.
Nate. Ejected itself.
Just threw itself out.
Just then when I said motherfuckers as well, it reminded me that the UFC has a belt called the BMF.
Is it?
And it's the baddest motherfucker belt, right?
Who's holding that shit right now?
It was Max Holloway. It was invented by Dana White, obviously. He came up with it off the top of his very shiny dome.
Oh my God.
And I just, yeah, I think it's very funny that it's called the baddest motherfucker. And like, they're actually like trying to get this title. It's for the baddest motherfucker title. What are you talking about?
It's and so people funny. Say UFC's too violent.
What? And this is quite gimmicky, obviously, the baddest motherfucker, but it's good to be able to pit two legends against each other. So it is a cool belt and stuff. But on the UFC, I don't know if it's because of broadcasting rights or whatever, but they're not allowed to swear.
Oh, yeah. So
they literally
say that.
The guy is announcing it and he's like, Max Holloway is the baddest mother effer! It's so funny, man.
That fucking sucks. That sucks so much. Oh, dear.
They can't even swear and they named their belt baddest motherfucker.
That
so
is a tough one, man.
And then after the fight in the press conference, a female reporter was like, how about a baddest motherfucker title for females? And I'm just like, that's cool, whatever, females can be included, but do they really be want
do they want the motherfucker
do they
title?
Want to be a motherfucker?
Can't we get another one?
Does anyone want to be a motherfucker?
What about the baddest bitch title?
Yeah,
they need to switch that shit,
change it from the BMF to the BBT. The baddest bitch title, that's what the that is fresh out of Dana's mind if he hasn't already come
he's
up with that.
He's definitely done that. He's like, I'm making it. It's got pink leather.
The BBB, the Big Bad Bitch. We're going for the Big Bad Bitch Award.
The Big Baddest Bitch.
Yeah,
go that's on. Very funny.
That's good.
And a lot of the women in UFC are that.
They're fucking...
describe them as that. Like, they are strong and scary.
When watching them fights is intense, man.
Yeah.
Don't want to be... I wouldn't want to be caught by one of them, mate. right.
Keep digging.
In the box. Ooh. It just says various artists.
Mm-hmm. What, and it's a DIY record?
It's a DIY cassette.
It's an old one.
It's very old.
Oh, hang on. There's stuff in the inlay here. It says Natalie's tape in really pretty girl's writing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cute. Oh, it's Natalie's tape. All right. Let's see what Nat was listening to, mate.
Track one, No Rain. Track two, Sleepy House. Track three, Drive.
I don't know any of these.
I don't think that's the tracks. I reckon that might be the vibe.
The vibe. The vibe.
Flipping that round. Jesus, going hard on that.
going for
I reckon that's Drive.
That one's Drive. I'm flipping.
I'm going to flip the whole cassette round. What's on this side?
When you're stuffing yourself.
The lyrics were outstanding.
What was that?
When you're stuffing yourselves at the Christmas party.
Oh my God. I couldn't notice the word party because he extended the syllable.
Yeah, it's like,
the party.
Fuck.
I mean, that's a 70s tape, right?
It's got to be. I've got no idea who that is on there.
It looks like a very 70s cassette and record.
Record quality. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Who's this one then? I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. We're going to have to Shazam this one.
You always say Shazam.
No, we're not sponsored by Shazam. What is it? Just Google.
I have to audio ID it.
Grace Jones?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cracking track, that is.
I mean, it's good.
I don't recognise it, but I like the style.
Yeah. Obviously, it sounds like it was recorded through a bin, but...
That tape looks old as shit, man.
Yeah, this is...
What? It, when was that album out?
This is one of the 1980.
Yeah.
This is one of them cassettes that, like...
It just looks vintage. Like, yeah. It's old type of plastic.
Old plastic.
It's probably toxic.
I think I could squeeze it in half. It's that kind of... Outbox?
Yeah.
Okay, this one just says... This one's from the 70s as well. It says Music for Pleasure on it. It says 1972. Registered trademark to Music for Pleasure Limited.
I mean, who listens to music for the opposite of pleasure? Torture music.
Music for torture. If you want to be my lover. I feel like it'll be classical, right? Because... Oh.
A bit of Spanish guitar.
Yeah, classical Spanish guitar.
Do we get copyright strikes for this?
I don't know.
Do you reckon?
Music for Pleasure's coming after you.
Alright. What? I'm confused by that one.
Fast forward a little bit into it.
It's instrumental vibes.
Yeah, was there an orchestra behind
it? Yeah.
That's mad. I haven't ever heard classical music where like the lead is a guitar.
No.
It's usually like a piano kind of thing or like a
yeah.
woodwind, but not like a guitar.
That's pretty cool.
That's weird.
Remix it.
I don't know what we can do with this in terms of remixing.
Mm. I don't think the echo.
You just make it sound like he's really bad at guitar.
Yeah.
That was a classical one. Do we do another table or do we go to the main thing?
Yeah, I think maybe we might need to crack on. We didn't really find anything, though, in that discovery bit.
Yeah.
Did we? I mean, the classical stuff's fun to slow down and glitch and echo, but what you...
That's it.
That's about it. Let's move on.
Okay, I'm opening this. How to hypnotize yourself and others. This thing's, like, the air inside of it's from...
A day to breathe the air in.
That's why I'm scared of getting smallpox or something. But I'm opening this up right now.
I can't believe it's still sealed from the fucking...
We're going to open it to be like 2006.
It can't be.
Search for a date, search for a date. There's no date.
No. No, there's no date on anything.
Oh, so upsetting that there's not a single date on this thing. I'm desperately searching on all of the inserts.
Okay. We'll never know, guys.
We'll never know when this comes from. Maybe it will become apparent when we hear it. How bad it is. So, yeah, this cassette is called How to Hypnotize Yourself and Others. We're going to check out side one because there's no instructions like start with side one and then blah, 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 right?
No, don't say it anywhere. Did you read the very front cover? It says you can solve over 350 problems with hypnosis.
How do they quantify that?
That's hell of a day, isn't it?
How on earth?
Right, we need to figure out how many you can actually do with hypnotisms. They only name five, though.
I was going to say it's a conservative number, that, like, especially considering they're trying to sell hypnosis. Like, 350 is quite a conservative number.
Well,
it should be like 15,000 things can be solved by hypnosis. Like, who's going to
solve your whole life?
Actually,
I've only got to 13,000.
Money back guarantee.
Right, here we go. Side one. This cassette has never been played. It's brand new, out of the thing. We've never heard it.
Let's go.
Let's all learn how to hypnotize yourself and other people.
What order do you think it's going to be in? If we hypnotize ourselves and then go quiet for 2 hours, you know it worked.
Caution. Do not listen to this tape while driving a vehicle, operating machinery, or at any other time when full alertness is required.
That goes for you guys listening to this pod as well. I'm not facing a lawsuit because of this. Do not listen while driving. I know that already. Squared Pizza. Squared Wave. Those guys. He already said that he listens while driving. If you're listening to this episode right now, stop being a naughty little boy.
Pull over.
Pull over right now. All right. That's like a gag for like one person. A shout out to you, listener.
After centuries of being dismissed as theatrical magic, hypnosis is at last coming into its own.
Love it.
If you're like most of us, you'll use only 10% of your brain's capacity.
Yes.
That's a bit harsh on all Americans.
I love it when he's...
Jeez.
I love it when they come straight out with, like, if you're dumb, we're all dumb.
Let's be dumb together.
Only, like, every person... You know Albert Einstein, right? He was only using 10%, okay? If you learnt hypnosis, that's, like, 90% of your brain capacity.
Imagine he figured all that out, but never figured out that he could just listen to a tape.
If you just listen to this, how to hypnotize yourself.
His true potential.
Yeah, full 90% brain unlock. Like, that's quite a lot. I imagine with 90% brain unlock, I'll be able to, like, phase through a door or something.
I think you just ascend into the next fucking parallel universe.
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
We're at 10% brain, so let's get further.
In your lifetime, imagine the potential if you could learn how to tap some of the remaining 90%. Well, you can. Rachel Copeland, a prominent hypnotherapist, has analyzed the simple techniques you can learn quickly and easily to harness a dynamo of mental energy. You'll learn how to hypnotize yourself and others, and to be able to use this skill to relax, quit smoking, stop drinking, relieve chronic pain, and much more. This tape will teach you how to make the most of your mind's potential. Every human being comes into this world equipped with the necessary mental machinery to adjust to the harsh conditions of life.
It's the baby philosophy once again. Every baby is born with the ability to hypnotize. As you grow, you lose your
hypnotism-ness.
Simply harness the power of the baby.
Was it one of the other tapes where the guy's like, a baby doesn't know not to crawl across glass to get to its mother? So what the fuck? Your baby will crawl through flames.
Barbecue, baby. All right.
That's not true. We made that up. Baby don't even exist.
There's no real baby being barbecued. Don't worry. Plus, they're better in the microwave.
And change them. This is not difficult if the desire is strong enough. When a person is motivated to change, he can do so. Remember, hypnosis doesn't just take away your bad habits. Rather, it's a tested method for exchanging bad habits for good ones. It trains you how to maintain a relaxed body and tranquil mind.
What? That's not hypnotize.
I think we're being led into a very gentle meditation.
They've again replaced the word meditation with hypnotize.
Sounds a bit more potent.
It's contradictive as well, because like they literally like hypnotize the want for smoking out of you. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Or whatever. But then now he's like, it won't just immediately solve your problem.
It takes
You'll
ages.
You'll have to work on it for years.
And really try to quit.
And try.
Manually.
Hypnosis, a learned skill, is with you 24 hours a day and wherever you happen to be. Thousands of people have trained themselves using the simple methods described in this tape.
Oh!
It is a bit hot.
Arms heavy. Loose.
Can I turn? Wait, what happened?
It's just straight.
We didn't even skip or anything. It was just
go back.
That's it. Yeah, so we're about to be introduced to Dr. What was her name? We're about to be introduced
Doctor
to
Lady.
Dr. Rachel Copeland.
Yeah, that's her.
And she's going to go straight in with hypnotizing you, so get ready.
It happens quick.
Quick.
Arms heavy, loose, limp, deeply concentrated, free of tensions. My entire torso is heavy, relaxed.
Self-hypnosis, like meditation.
What the
f- Holy shit.
What? It's just this a clip.
Is, oh, it was so a clip. Disjointed.
Okay.
Do you think that the meditation that eventually we will get will have that harp in the background?
Oh, damn it. I hope not.
Come on, let's keep going. This is like a fucked up TV show. Cut in between scenes.
Only then is the mind free to do its magic. The fundamental difference between meditation and self-hypnosis is that whereas meditation helps one to detach from problems, hypnosis zeroes into the problem, examines its causes, finds a solution, and then eliminates the problem. The secret of hypnosis is focused concentration, excluding all outside interference. It's a state of heightened suggestibility, where personal programming can be directed to and accepted by the subconscious mind. Hypnosis is not sleep.
Jesus.
Right.
Put me to sleep, though.
Yeah, it's working. It's working, mate. What are we going to do with this, then? Do we skim?
I think we've got to fast forward a bit, because this guy is boring my socks off.
He's actually hypnotizing me into not wanting to do a podcast anymore.
I'll go grab a lay down.
Eight. Sometimes we experience light self-hypnosis without being aware of it, as when we listen to music, watch TV, or daydream. Let's explore the basic components to self-hypnosis. Primary is motivation. Problem-solving must begin with a strong emotional desire for a change. The process begins when you make up your goals. Expand to your highest potential while at the same time accept your limitations.
There'll be some good samples in here, though.
Yeah.
It'll be good for the library, but it might not be great for us to jam on.
So, yeah, so far it's a lot of the boring New Age quotes where they're like,
you have the full potential inside of your brain, but only 10% is accessible.
Yeah, all of that.
In the thigh, buttocks, stomach, and upper arms. Grip them tightly as you think, tense up, tighter. Then command muscle release by thinking, let go.
Wait, we gotta go back a little.
Grip them tightly as you think, tense up, tighter. Then command muscle release by thinking, let go, completely. Feel your body go limp and heavy. Next, think of your body as disjointed, like a big loose rag doll sprawled on a soft pillow. Now, focus your eyes somewhere above eye level. Feel your eyelids grow heavy, but hold off closing until you count backwards from 10 to 0.
There's a lot going on, man.
When you reach 0, close your eyelids slowly and say to yourself,
I am hypnotized.
I am hypnotized. Finally.
Yeah, that was like a fucking Grand Theft Auto cheat code. The guy is
so
like,
much going on.
Okay, so relax your calf. Now lift one. Your knee and turn it 3/4 to the left. When doing this, yell, and then
crouch down.
In that very moment, breathe out. Close your eyes. Lean back. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3. When you reach 7, put your thumb in your butt. Then, when you reach 10, release your thumb from your butt and yell, I am hypnotized! From this moment, you should be relaxed.
It was quite a lot of information, dude.
It was too much. I started trying to play some of it on the synth, and then I was just listening to him too much as well.
Giving instructions.
Like, I can't do both. He was right. Getting in my mind.
I'm going to let it just fly forward a while.
Let's let it go.
He's giving a lot of info.
We've spoken about hypnotizers. Hypnotists. We've spoken about them before, haven't we, on pod?
Yeah, not into the hypnotized thing. Since you know it's not real as well, it makes it super awkward.
Wait, what?
Yeah, wait, what?
No, I don't think they've ever proven it.
Unproved.
There's no science to prove or disprove whether people were being hypnotized or not.
No science to prove it is science to disprove it.
Oh, I tried, guys. I tried. It's definitely nonsense.
Anxieties are caused by imagining disasters that never occur. The list is endless. From A for agoraphobia, fear of crowds, to Z for zoophobia, fear of animals, it seems everybody is afraid of something.
These are good samples.
They're good little samples.
That's going to go in the library at some point.
It seems everybody is afraid of something.
I bet there's loads of nice little clips in there.
He did just
flip it over.
Yeah, he did just blankly speak that entire time, though. All right. Side two of this cassette. So far, it's been that.
Lots of instruction. Guy,
yeah, just being very boring. Let's hope that he turns it around.
Words have power. In formulating auto-suggestion, the right choice of words can accelerate improvement and...
There's got to be a hit. There's a meditation in here somewhere.
Fuck, he's still going on.
Listen to the following list of 10 words with positive power. They pack a strong vibrational wallop on the subconscious mind. If they...
He's got some funny pronunciation.
Wallop.
Wallop.
Suit you, use them. If not, create your own.
All right, let's go.
Serenity.
Nice.
Confidence. Energy. Health. Ecstasy. Love. Power. Success. Glowing. Creative.
That's it. I was like one more word.
I was going to try and bang some effects on the last word.
omelette.
Wait, the last one.
Success. Glowing. Creative.
Find a word or a phrase that has especially good vibrations for you. Repeat it again and again as you meditate upon it.
Creative.
Good vibes.
Creative.
Get something that gives you good vibes.
Omelettes.
Yeah. Omelette. Tony Blair.
Caused your negative traits to become entrenched. So, reversing the procedure will help positive traits. Gain a foothold. Build groups of words and short sentences. Reprogramming requires
choosing words and thoughts that have strong emotional conviction.
Once you've found them, never let them go.
We struggled with the last few tapes, didn't we?
Well, this tape just might be a bomb.
Nah, I've still got hope.
Give yourself the command, say to yourself, you will instead accept this positive suggestion. And then you proceed to feed to yourself your own suggestion, which will contradict the negative thought or activity.
How do I get rid of negative thoughts? Go on. It's going to tell me.
You just think of the positive one and replace it.
That's fucking... That can't be the information.
Or cease, desist. I've had enough of that. Quit that garbage. Get lost. The cancel out technique can be used silently or verbalized. You'll find it...
I do this. I already do this technique. I like the technique of batting away negative thoughts by doing another thing.
By saying, being like, shut up.
Yeah, yeah. But when it's like actual negative, depressive thoughts about your life, what he's saying there is a good thing to do. But just replace it with like a funny word, like fucking chod or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, as soon as you start being depressed, be like, chod.
I don't know.
It helps push, like my technique, I know this is a bit less funny, but when I'm actually depressed and I'm thinking of something negative, I go, ah! Like that. Literally, I just do that and then I just carry on. It happens when I'm in the car often. Or like my girlfriend would be like, well, what does that mean? And I'm like, oh, it's nothing.
I just deal with
something. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, it's just easy to go,
I just have a... Yeah, I literally, I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up, bro. What are you thinking right now? This is stupid.
Yeah.
Because I can get in my head. Get right in there and be like, sucks. Everything sucks. What are we even doing? And then I'm like, wait, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say that's hypnotizing.
Hey, that's neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is what hypnotizing evolved into. I think they were using this word and then they were like, this, we can't disassociate.
Yeah, because of the shit TV programs and the cold readers.
Yeah, we can't disassociate from that.
If you want to get into this stuff, NLP.
NLP is...
actually works.
Well. But it's what this stuff has evolved into in the millennium. Millennium.
You always sound like you're underwater doing that. Millennium. Oh my god, he's found another skill. This guy is a walking variety show. It's a variety show himself, mate.
Have I done my slow-mo voice on the pod yet?
Yes.
Oh.
According to such attitudes, use the cancel out technique.
All right, we learned the cancel technique.
I like it though.
You don't like stuff, just go, shut up.
Me and you are just in the workshop like, shut up. Shut up.
Just working. Just silently working on stuff like, shut up.
No, don't go there. Oh, not this one again.
Not again. Yeah.
Yeah, we cope.
The actual trick, if you are depressed, is the actual trick. Do something that you
about
like
it.
Doing. Yeah. I know it seems really hard at the time, but coming from
two previously really depressed guys.
Yeah, seriously depressed
just
people.
Figure out what you like doing and do that.
And then anytime you have an intrusive thought from old times, just go, shut up.
We're broken. We need more than self-help tapes, boy.
We record this. We put it out there. Yeah, that's fine, right? This is normal.
My mates message me after these episodes go out. They're like, you're right, dude.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm
shut
fine.
Up!
I just don't text back for like 9 days and then just put yes.
Anyone with psychoanalytic abilities right now is just listening, like, Anyway.
Anyway, to our sponsor this week, BetterHelp.
Yeah.
The tragedy tends to further alienate people from others.
Oh, God.
He's just talking the whole time.
He's talking me back into depression.
Right. We're going to fast forward a large amount. If he's just doing this the entire time,
we're going to sack it off and have a jam.
No, yeah, we'll rewind and we'll fucking remix his boringness.
Oh, God. Come on, play it. Play it. Play it. I've got a good feeling.
Relax your muscles completely by stretching your legs and arms fully. Tense, relax.
Have you ever tried that technique? Where you like tense your different parts of your body?
I used to do a thing when I was younger where I would try and find a new muscle in my body to tense. Like I'd be like...
when you got to the penis, it was all over.
Yeah. That's when I became a man. This was I already had penis in hand at this point, but
stress bag.
But I mean, just like try and tense your kidney now.
Your kidney,
yeah,
it's not a muscle.
It's in there.
It's in there.
Try, listeners. Now,
I got it.
Right, listeners. I'm going to give you 10 seconds.
Oh, I've got kidney cramp.
You got 10 seconds to tense your kidney. Right, we're all
you can't tense
every
a kidney.
Shut up. Right, right.
I just found a tape here. How to completely tense your kidneys.
Yeah. Stop with your negative thoughts. Right? Tense your kidney now.
How to flex your internal organs.
I'm going to give you 10 seconds, right? Every listener right now, you can, as you listen to this, you can know that both me and Shane and every listener listening to this pod right now, it's going to take the next 10 seconds to try and tense their kidney. All right, so here we go. All right, just think about your kidney. Go. Tense that kidney. Yep.
I think I've ruptured it.
I've ruptured my kidney. All right, so everyone listening now has pre-diabetes. Go to your doctor.
Wait, that's not how it works.
You just tense the fuck out of your kidney, mate. That's how it works.
No, you're thinking of a pancreas.
You get
kidney failure from further down the line.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing to
all
do.
Of you have pre-renal failure.
Oh, God, we have to cut all of this now.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have made you tense your kidney. Turns out, not a doctor, not good advice.
Will we ever give good advice on this?
Yeah. That sharp thing. Yeah. Shut up. That's
that, and if you're depressed, do something about it.
This guy said that too. He was like, close the window or whatever.
Close the window or whatever.
That's what his advice was.
Visualize a blackboard. You're holding chalk in one hand and an eraser in the other. Mentally draw a large circle on the blackboard. Fill the circle with a large X. Erase the X with your hand starting at the center. Erase carefully so as not to erase the circle. Now, write the word sleep inside the circle.
Oh,
write
my
it
God.
Slowly and deliberately.
These are cheat codes.
Erase it and go deeper.
Wait.
Repeat this until you feel yourself drifting off.
Wait, what does go deeper mean?
Just think about it.
Just go deep.
Go on, mate. Draw it, right? Draw a circle, write a word in it.
And then get deep.
And then go deep. What the fuck? These techniques are nuts, man.
Yeah, these
if I just knew there was an up, down, left, right for depression, mate, I'd have been all over it.
This is like the fucking cheat codes for breaking reality. Like,
imagine.
Break the simulation. If you draw an egg and then write the word sleep inside of the egg and then eat an egg, you will sleep.
It's so weird.
What?
Keep going.
All right.
God, this is good. He's picking up some speed.
The subject enters into the second phase of the induction procedure, which is the internal focus.
Internal focus, mate. Let's do it.
All right.
This next one's called internal focus. It's a minimal piece.
It's the whole piece.
That's the whole track.
Just silence. And then fucking...
I am now focused.
Focused, engaged.
Focused, engaged. This, she's going to do it. We're going to try remix it, I think.
Yeah, right. Man. Yeah, let's fucking do this.
We'll
shit.
Just slide into it. All right.
When you hear the sound of the music, you will close your eyes and go into hypnosis with the sound of my voice. Your legs are growing heavy, very heavy. Your arms are growing heavy, very heavy. Your entire body is growing heavy, very heavy. You are going into deep, deep sleep.
Another approach to what? Induction is with the finger method. The hypnotist says...
fuck, I thought it was going to be her.
Let's try. This is going to be interjecting the whole time. Yeah. I've only played one note.
Head. Follow my finger with your eyes. Now, with my finger up here, continue to look at it and try to open your eyes. You will be amazed to find that you cannot.
Don't let him try too long. Now begin to slowly rotate his head, and you will induce a trance.
Your legs are heavy. Your arms are heavy. Your entire body is heavy. You are deep, deep asleep, and you cannot open your eyes. You are deep, deep, deep asleep. Legs heavy, arms heavy, body heavy, deep, deep asleep.
Whoa. We should have dropped some of that.
This
be the whole thing. I was slowly finding some notes.
Internalize.
Keep on going intro. Deeper. As I count backwards from 5 to 0,
All right.
You will keep going deeper and deeper asleep. Hear my voice as you let go and allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper. You will not awaken until I tell you to. The sound of my voice will send you deeper. You want to go deeper. Let go all over, feeling wonderfully relaxed as you go deep inside of yourself. 5, 4, 3.
Place your hands over the subject's guy comes eyes. Back.
Oh, well, every time I start playing something, I'm trying to find something. Some other shit comes in. What are we going to do? Sure, I think we should rewind.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. We should rewind to that bit where it was before this segment.
All right. We think we're at the start of that little piece.
Try bring.
What do you think? We got a minute? It's not even that long, is it?
We're slowed down. We've got like a minute, I guess. I don't know. Try bring something in.
Gonna have to be quick.
Now begin to slowly rotate his head, and you will induce a trance.
Your legs are heavy. Your arms are heavy. Your entire body is heavy. You are deep, deep asleep, and you cannot open your eyes. You are deep. Deep asleep. Legs heavy. Arms heavy.
You cannot stop crying. Stop crying.
suggestions that challenge rational thinking. Accepting suggestions involves a personal belief system. Subconscious must be realistic and thoroughly understood. Suggestions must be keyed to the real needs and desires of the subject. So the...
Going back up.
I think it was alright until it went all fucking out of time on that.
With an everyday activity. Especially when the activity is as natural as breathing.
Whoa, dude. That was... It's really hard to talk whilst doing that bit.
It's because it was such a grind to try and get something out of it.
I know. Do we leave it at that, or do we have another go, like a shorter version of it?
I don't know how long that was. But I think it's okay. I think we just have to take the good with the bad when it comes to the jams.
I mean, most of it sounded all right. There was a few bits where the MIDI went all wonky for some reason.
Yeah. But yeah, you got our advice about being depressed, so that's a bonus for you guys. And yeah, I think we're going to draw it there. That's the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Something About Tapes podcast. We'll see you in a bit.
Bye-bye.
Oh yeah, check us out on Patreon for a video version, and we got music on Spotify, but battery operated. Find us on Instagram, battery operated.